Luke chapter 23, beginning with verse 44. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun was darkened. Then the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had happened, he began to glorify God, saying, "This man really was righteous." When all the groups of people who had gathered to see this spectacle saw what had happened, they returned home beating their chests. All those who knew Jesus and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man. He had not agreed with their plan and action. He was looking forward to the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. He took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb that was cut out of rock, where no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed after Joseph, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid there. Then they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. On the Sabbath day, they rested according to the commandment.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.